This is CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
There you go. How the hell are you? Keep it going for all the comics you've seen so far, huh? Make some more noise for those guys. Now it's the black guy. And you're all here. Good to see you all. Right on. It's fucking the weekend. No one has to work tomorrow, right? No, yeah. Oh, sorry. There's always one fucker.
Yeah, I do.
There's, but then, like, you look at the table. They got, like, 16 beers piled high, you know? Ah, 6 a.m., but fuck it. Drink up. That's the spirit. I love that shit. But seeing like an hour, you're going to see like a guy outside of the club like,
I don't think I'm going to make it into work tomorrow.
Right. You ever party so hard on a work night, you actually hear yourself saying, I think I better call in sick right now. Shit. Yeah, see, you know, calling in sick from the club. Right? We've all done that. I used to do that when I used to work during the day. But I'd be so drunk, no matter how sick I thought I sounded over the phone, the message my boss would actually get is, yeah, this is Kevin. I'm not feeling really well. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. I'm just going to stay in bed. It's time for $2 lap dances. Yeah. 2 hours and 3 lap dances later, I'm so drunk I forget I called in sick the first time. So I'm calling it sick again. So at this time, all my boss hears, woo! Oh, titties! And I'd be fired, so. Thanks for coming, Table 23. Good luck on the job search tomorrow. Keep drinking up.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Friday, it is March the 4th, and we're marching forth on this wonderful day because we've got a wonderful show for you people. If you're a fan of Steve Grant, you're gonna be extra specially happy. There's gonna be bulges and wetness surrounding you today because he is our
extra special
guest, but we're going to have him on very soon because he has just arrived in South Africa. He's a bit tired, so I understand that. So he's going to be, for the first time, our extra special guest early in the show. Hello, Gavin. How are you?
I'm very good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you so well. It's actually overwhelming. Are you well?
I feel like a extra special co-host.
Have you seen Steve Grant? He's here.
I've seen.
And what do you think?
I'm too scared to say, like, what's on my mind.
He's, okay.
He's good looking. He's good looking. I'm looking forward to
the ish. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so... I'll tell him when he comes in about how we perfed about him previously on the show, never knowing that we're actually going to interview him.
Yay!
So what have you done this week?
I have been working.
Well, that's a very nice and delicate answer.
But can I just say that?
Yeah.
Because usually you give us like a little bit of a teaser as to what this is, like one of those shows that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Especially when you Google the name of a guest and...
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And all of these... you know, usually when you have like guests and people that or like artists, and then it's just like, say, Hollywood gossip or whatever that comes up.
Yeah.
But all that came up from Steve was just like pictures, pictures on pictures for days.
And you loved what you saw.
I was impressed with what I saw.
I'm so glad. But to whet your appetite, we'll bring in Bernard and Charmaine as well. Let's first get Steve in. But to whet the appetite.
Yes.
For Steve Grant, we're going to play this one. This is one of his latest songs. It's a remix of We Are The Night.
Woo!
It's Steve Grant. He's live in South Africa. Oh, my God.
We are the dark. We are 100 billion stars. We are the heavy hearts on the subway car.
Walked in, he's just walked in.
Place around this globe. It's our time. We will rise.
And we just want to be free. Is there anything more lovely? We got a whole out to love him tonight. We're as young as we'll ever be. So don't you never look back. Take a
Grant is here. Steve Grant, actually, is American. We don't Grant here. We fucking Grant. Mr. Steve Starchild Grant, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here in South Africa.
It is so welcoming for us to see you. We want to just show you the world of Africa. Are you going to go on safari or not?
Yes.
When?
Sometime in the next couple of days after the festival, after the Mintz Festival, which I'm here to play.
Yeah, that's right. And you will enjoy it. You know where you're going yet on safari?
No, if it's in over a 24-hour period, I don't know what's going on. So.
Oh, you're so lucky. You're fucking you're a celebrity. You're a celebrity. We love you. Already there are people are saying they're springing. What the hotel is? Jump and scream. Jump and scream. Steve Grant. Oh, my God. Okay, so what is... Oh, this is Charmaine. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Good to be back.
Charmaine, this is Steve Grant, our star.
Hi, Steve. You're gorgeous.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And this is Gavin. Have you met him?
Garen.
Gavin.
Yeah. We just took a selfie together.
Oh, you can call me anything. Garen sounded very cool.
But it's Gavin.
Yes, it's Gavin.
And Betty Bangles will be on stage tomorrow.
Yeah, we were tweeting.
Yes, we were.
He's following Betty Bangles.
I'm
already. Steve Grant is following Betty Bangles. Or is it Bernard? Wat ik je naar volgen?
No, Betty.
Is it Betty? Awesome.
Yeah, but it's not on Twitter.
Well, if you tweet me, I will follow you too, maybe.
I'm tweeting you immediately.
tweet immediately.
Steve Grand Music.
I got that. Right
Steve now. Grand Music. Tell me about mints. What is mints?
Oh, well, there's a question about mints. They want to know whether it is a meat festival. So I'd say yeah and no. No, it will not be the meat you buy at the supermarket. Mm-mm. Yes, it will absolutely be a festival filled with thousands of sexy butters waiting for your feasting. How yes. does that sound?
Amazing. I want to go.
So like Anhan Kasi?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Men's Festival is described as an international LGBT experiential extravaganza that is the first of its kind in South Africa. Taken from the gay terminology of mincing to walk or sashay.
Sashay.
Away.
Away. RuPaul,
thank you, RuPaul.
Go. Shantay.
You stay.
Shall I stay here in my little corner? But anyway, let me go on. Shantay in a very effeminate and or swishy way. Ooh. You can expect the freshest produce pounding it out to musical acts from South Africa and the world. And one of the men will be Steve, you know, doing that pounding. So we're
driving home and look out the rain. Found me, Steve.
Oh, come on. Am I supposed to go on and
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
All right, well, party enthusiasts, you can expect 2 days of entertainment galore, ranging from 2 dance floors, wet and wild water play areas, to massage rooms and live drag shows. Situated at the castle in 30 kilometers from Pretoria, this festival will definitely boost the fabulosity that is the LGBT lifestyle.
So this is in Cullinan.
Cullinan.
Cullinan, where the diamonds are.
Are there diamonds?
The Cullinan diamond is the one the Queen Elizabeth wears now on her big crown.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They found it there.
That was like 100 years ago, probably.
I know.
Literally.
Steve, you don't know this, but we have been perving about you on the show a while back when your video came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we were watching you and said, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, look at it. And we never knew that we were actually going to meet you. But it's a great, great video. All American Boy, it's called. And you produced it yourself.
That's right, yeah.
How did that happen?
Oh, it's been well over 2.5 years now. It's been almost 3 years.
But that sort of made you, hey? That launched you
absolutely
into the spotlight.
Yes, yes, it absolutely did. I used my credit card, and I spent all my money and all the money I didn't have and just got some friends together, essentially, and made this video. I had already had the song written and recorded. I recorded it with my friends and the vocals in my basement. So it was all just very do-it-yourself. But I managed to get, like, a really great director, and I was just like, I'm not going to be able to pay you a lot, but you're going to be really glad you did this. I was like, it's going to get 10 million views, and it's at 5 million. So I just texted him the other day, and I was like, all right, guys, halfway there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So did you put it on monetary value, so at least you get something back?
No, I was, in the beginning,
No.
It is now, but in the very beginning, which it doesn't even, it wouldn't even be that much. Maybe it would be a couple thousand dollars at this point, but yeah, in the beginning I was really not about, I didn't want any words on any of my videos. I was very about keeping it really, really clean. And obviously now I'm just like a big spaz on the internet.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it overnight drew, I mean, American channels started to contact you, have you on their show, say like Good Morning America or whatever, I don't know which programs, but
it was
big. It was big, big, big.
Yeah.
Let's have a little bit of a squeeze. So be mine, be mine. All American boy. So we got one of our listeners is in Chicago, because this is internet radio. You can listen to everywhere, even in Somalia.
Wonderful.
Some Steve Grant fans. But there was a guy called, there's a guy called Sean who wrote that he saw you in Costco, but you were too, how can I say it, angelic for him to approach. He just wanted to say hello to you, but he was too shy.
Oh.
So
I'm
can you
so
say hello to Sean now, please?
Oh, absolutely. Hello, Sean.
Where do you know fucking Sean?
Is he talking with us right now?
No.
Oh, he's just listening.
He's asleep. He's asleep. Chicago time. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, you'll hear this on the podcast because this goes out on podcasts as well and stays forever in the air.
Forever and ever.
You started out as a model before you sang, which I don't know how could you model?
It's a joke. It's well, so beautiful.
It's funny. That's another one of those things that people said I modeled. I took a couple, pictures of myself in my underwear. I was never paid. I was never paid for any of that. It wasn't it wasn't my job. So I never did. No, I wasn't
You weren't for some company going out modeling. Oh,
No, I didn't make any money from anything. Even I was on the cover of a magazine. I didn't make any money from that either.
No, you should.
But
because I saw you, a photo of you. It looks on a cover of a magazine, but you look fantastic. Do you go to gym?
I do. Yeah.
So it's not just genetics.
I think that's a big part of it. Mm. Like a lot of things are, right? Like some of us are more prone to be certain ways than others.
That's
true. It's like you could have a great mind, but you have to obviously work out your mind too by reading and educating yourself.
True.
Similarly with working out.
You got the goods, and now you got to enhance it. Yeah.
Yeah. In a crude way, yes. Yeah.
Yes. But the cover I saw, I'm going to look for it. You look fantastic on that one.
Now I'm old and...
You're not old.
26. Well, that was... I'm kidding. I did just turn 20. It was just my birthday. That's why I said that.
When?
But yeah, all that stuff was...
The day before me.
Oh, on the 28th.
Yes, the 28th. You're on the 29th?
I am.
Yeah, he's a 4-year.
Wow.
I'm 9 years old now.
Yeah, well, that's really something. It's really special then when it's your birthday. That's so fun. But yeah, all that stuff was a long time ago. I don't really have much to, it was just, I was just a 19-year-old that was, wanted to, show my goods. So that's what I did.
That's fantastic.
And we don't mind.
What's that song from the producers? If you've got it, flaunt it.
That's right.
You know, why not?
That's right.
Steve, so you, the world is beginning for you now. You're only 26 years old. And I made the mistake to think, like a lot of people, that you're a country singer, and you're not. You're a pop singer.
I'm just full of misconceptions, aren't I?
Yeah.
Just like a walking bag of contradictions. I don't really... I mean, you heard We Are the Night, the people that were just listening a little bit ago. That was the first song that they played. And this song, too, Soaking Wet, that you guys are hearing.
Yeah.
So definitely not, just country.
Why? I think you know why it is, but let me explain as well for us. We looked at your video, and it was American flats and cowboy hats, so we assumed country.
Right. Well, no, that's cowboy hats, but... Yeah, I know.
Wasn't
totally.
It cowboy? That's what I remember.
There are no cowboy hats. Jesus. But yeah, no, it definitely had the Americana theme, and I think people are obviously
Americana,
very...
Yeah,
right. That's what I say. So, I don't really care what people call things. It's just, I'm happy to just make music. Whatever people want to call it, that's fine with me. I'm just happy to make stuff that people enjoy watching and that, feel in an emotional way or stuff that makes people happy. That's what it's all about.
Or make them soaking wet.
Yes. A little too much fun being soaking.
So you're performing tomorrow night?
Yes, at the Mintz Festival, and that's gonna be super, super great. This is my first time on the continent, so it's really great that I get to come over here.
Yeah.
And not only play but get to see the big kitties and all that. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. There's gonna be live music all day for both days, both today and tomorrow.
Mm.
And there's gonna be pool parties and stuff like that. So
But just to remember, dearest listeners, this man is very tired. He's on American time. And he flew in this morning. He was already on some inferior radio show. So he's tired. But if you come back, go to Cape Town, Steve.
I would
but make sure you're single.
Okay.
When you're in Cape Town.
Okay.
Because it's
I'll
just
do my
a candy store.
We'll see. Okay.
Okay. Are you single right now?
Yes. I feel like I'm at the point now where I'm I'm in my mid-20s. I do want to, know what I'm and I feel like I do know what I'm looking for, at least better than I did when I was even younger.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm I'm excited to have someone. Excuse me. I thought I was going to sneeze and I didn't.
Anything.
But yeah, I'm just having fun right now, but I'm, definitely always keeping an eye out, hey, this person might be good. Or,
But we are 7 billion on this earth, please. You have a long list to go through. I wanted to tell you something now, and I've completely forgotten, because I'm overawed by the moment. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I asked, are you single? And then I remember one of my favorite videos you ever made is, nothing says I love you like a clean butthole.
Yes.
That is a fantastic single.
I have been, I've been doing more kind of YouTuber stuff lately, so some of the stuff is funny. Some of the stuff is I show people behind the scenes. Funny. So every week I try to have a video up, and I've actually been doing better than that. I've been doing like one or two videos every week.
Okay, and where is this? Steve Grant channel?
Yes, yeah, so Steve Grant. If people do youtube.com/Steve Grant Music, if you look up my name on YouTube, though, my stuff comes up, and it, you know, subscribe, and then you get notified every week when I make a new video. And sometimes I do things that are really silly and embarrassing, and then other times it's actually more about music. And
yeah, but that was funny, and you have to go.
My poor mom. I told her not to watch it.
No, she mustn't.
I know.
But what is nice about it is what is a turn on is the way you lick the ice cream bowl. Jesus, it's beautiful.
Because it, well, it was then really melty. Because it,
yeah, but because he said about the clean buttholes. So it was a nice symbol.
Right, right. I didn't even do that, you know. Sometimes these things just happen naturally.
Well, it worked like a charm. It worked like an absolute charm, Steve. Now, you are, as you say, 26, and you're starting to see what you like in music and where you're going, you're defining yourself. I read that your father sort of helped you when you were younger by the music that he listened to. So if you would have a child now, what would you listen to in the car? Like your father played the Beatles and Beach Boys or whatever. What do you listen to?
Well, because you said brought up my dad, I would probably like, my kids would, you know, listen to all the classics like I did too, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And I specifically think of James Taylor as a songwriter. Like, that was an artist that I think me and my dad don't necessarily connect on a lot, but we definitely connect on James Taylor. Fantastic, fantastic artist. Yeah, but I definitely want to have kids one day. And I just want to, like, make them, have them listen to everything just like I did. And I just want them to be able to do whatever they want to do. You know, if they don't want to do music, that's fine.
Gavin, how old are you?
I am 38.
Oh, God. When did you start getting children?
About 5 years ago.
You see, you still got time.
Yeah.
Check out.
Oh, yeah, I definitely, I want to, like, there's so much more I have to do before I have kids.
Are you going to, like, mix them up, like Elton and David, like in a bottle?
I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. I feel like some social responsibility to adopt at least some of them. But I want to have my own DNA. Like,
we've
got to
spread your DNA, Steve.
I agree. In a more meaningful way, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, they must grow up. But I think it's a good idea. So you say you like your father, but obviously they were quite conservative. So when you realized you're gay, which was when you were 13, am I right?
That's right, yeah.
So how did they react? They religious?
Yeah, they were religious. So they did that whole religious thing where they, like, send me to, you know, to see a therapist, a Christian therapist, to be like, are you really gay kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fast forward, it took, you know, quite a few years. But by the time I was in college, I finally was like, look, I'm not gonna change. This is not something that I can change.
Good.
Or necessarily that I even want to at this point. I mean, I think it's big, great being gay. And it's like, especially for me, because I'm such like a dork, and women seem to not respond as well to me as men. So I feel like I got really lucky being gay, because I do much better with men.
But it's good. Good that someone like you says this now. It's on podcast. They can listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it helps. I mean, you have the fortune to know where you were going. Some people don't. They hang around for 10 years not knowing what the hell, what is right, what is wrong, is it the sin, is it not, you know. And people like you help them and say, look, you go with what you feel, because you can't change the color of your eyes. You can't want to have blue eyes when you have brown eyes. You can't change it. You were born with fucking blue eyes.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's and everyone has their own journey, and that's why I don't think there's any right way. You know, people in their own time come to terms with who they are. Some people it takes much longer. I'm grateful that it took me a relatively quick amount of time compared to a lot of people. But we're growing up in such a different world now that young people are able to see all these out and open people in all different industries, in sports, in music, in all kinds of entertainment, in politics even. I mean, it's just a fact of life that some people are gay, and it's good because gay people make a lot of really great things in
this
life. Like a disproportionate number, because we're actually more intelligent, statistically.
No,
agreed.
You're right. You're right. It's one of those things.
Look at us.
Explic unintelligent.
Hey.
Well, that we're
don't hate
on
the
average
straight,
at least.
Don't hate the straight. Don't hate the straight. I don't. So leave me alone.
It's okay. You can hang out. So we'll let you. No. Our people will accept you.
I'm an honorary member, by the way. So just
sometimes we adopt people too, right?
Yes, I'm adopted.
You're an adopted guy.
She's a brilliant fag hag, I must say.
Like Tony, my tour manager, he wishes he was gay.
Hi.
Hi, tour manager.
Is
my brother.
Straight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought he was a flaming queen.
But he can't act offended about it now.
I can see the other hand is going up to the
mouth.
He
was like, oh, wait, yeah. But I'm in a room full of gay people, so I shouldn't take that as an insult. My brother wishes he was gay, though, too. See, there's a lot of great things about
But you're an icon, gay. Steve.
Well, I don't know about
that. You
I'm just a guy that is very happy to be able to create music and make people happy, and I get to travel all over the world and talk to lovely people like you, and a lot of people are doing things they don't want to do, so I feel in a huge position of privilege, and I didn't work very hard to get to this point, but more than anything, I just feel like really, really lucky, and it just pumps me up to keep working harder and to keep producing all kinds of content. I'm working on a new record. And while I'm doing that, I'm doing like this YouTube stuff, and I'm still live performing everywhere. So I'm just feeling really better than ever, in a better place to create. And it's a beautiful world, and there's so much to say, and I just want to spread my light around.
You must spread that light, please. And I want to tell you that even though you're tired, and even though you might not feel very good now, you just expressed how fortunate you are with what you're doing, because you know that
really
that people love you. You know, but your album was made with Kickstart money from people who love you.
Yes,
I would write a check now. Fuck, where's my checkbook? If I wanted to, because you make.
Is she gonna get it?
She's gonna get.
I'm holding you to that now. I'm not leaving until this check.
You are a really important person because people like you so much. I don't know why you.
Well, a lot of people don't like me either, but that's okay.
And No.
But it's an important lesson, because we were talking about young people earlier, and I'm just going to hijack this show now and just...
Do.
Okay.
Sorry.
Perfect. That's what Tony always wants to do with me when I start talking in my shows. But it's really an important thing, especially now the social media. I feel like I can't talk about accepting yourself or being gay without at the same time addressing the fact that we live in a time where a lot of people are going to express a lot of horrible toxicity at you, and kids of all ages are experiencing this now. They're all on Snapchat and Instagram and everything, and it's so important to there's no way of censoring yourself from that, because it's not good to censor yourself completely from it, because it is good to take criticism, but you need to really learn to be okay with yourself so that you could weather that shitstorm, you know, when things start, because that's what happened to me, and you just have to really learn that to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, then that's when that stuff becomes a problem. That's when other people affect you.
Be proud of yourself. Yes. And it is a part of life that people do react strangely to things that are not normal while you grow up. It is how we are as human beings. So it's difficult to control that. People bullying you or making fun of you, because it's part of human nature at some stage, isn't it? I don't know. That's me ranting.
Yeah.
Gavin, your children, are they being bullied? Do they know? Do their friends know that you're a gay couple?
Yes, they do. But you know what? Before we took them out of the children's home and they fully came to us, we prepared them. So we had regular conversations about them and how to prepare them, and said, you know what? It's inevitable. You are going to be sort of ridiculed for having gay parents.
Okay.
And all you need to know is that we love you. And I always say that Your children feed off of your energy. So if you exude confidence in terms of like who you are, your children will pick it up. And my kids are like, my kids are brilliant. Like there was an incident like 2 weeks ago at school where my eldest son is 12. So there was a girl in class who like laughed at him and things like that. And he just like, he just looked at her and he said, you need to grow up. And then he walked out. And I was like, Badass. Wow, I'm so proud of you, my boy.
Funny. That's, and what you said, I think, was so important, that your children feed off your confidence. I wish someone would have. I think that was a big problem with me when I was growing up. I think that I wasn't taught to handle those situations the right way. I was too much on the defensive. And when you come from a place of defense, I think that could come across as weak. And when you're just like, this is who I am. I have a stake in the ground. This is me. I don't care what you think of it. That's where your power comes from. And people, even subconsciously or consciously, respect that, I think.
Mm, exactly.
Some tweets here. Let me just get my. I don't have my glasses. Let me just get in a little. Okay, Kyle Khan. He's at Bleeding Dead. He says, such a cute interview. Is there a South African tour planned, Steve?
Maybe one day, if you guys keep requesting my songs here and everything like that, I would love that. I would love to come here. I love this country so far. I think the sunset is beautiful. That's
it's just when you and flowers.
We just went to the what was it? The lily.
The what?
Lily Leaf.
The farm, was arrested. Well, it's not a farm anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, and so I learned all about that. I didn't know that that all happened so recently. Like, 94 was, like, the year that...
The free South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You thought we were free forever.
I didn't know that it was that, like, within my lifetime.
Yeah, quite recently.
Yeah, so yeah. I really, like, got... I was schooled.
No, this is a country with a lot of potential, I must tell you. Very and a very, very liberal constitution, which I'm very proud of. Mm. You know, which is very un-African in a way. It's a very open. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's a good country. You can come. We can tour. We will be there for you.
We'll request the music. I can't even speak properly. We'll request.
Yeah, I know.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Oh my god, Steve, it's been such a pleasure to have you here. You've got CDs there. Is it mine?
Oh yeah, I was gonna give you guys, but I don't have enough for everyone.
No, it's mine. It's just fucking mine.
Okay, well, since you're the loud one, I have to give one to you. And then you guys.
And then I'm the straight one, so I need to get one. Okay. I suffered through this interview. Totally suffered.
Who's gonna? Oh, then
and
you guys.
And I'm performing. Well. Sort of with you at the same festival.
And, but he's a gay dad who, like, we totally bonded.
And he's an inspiration.
Well, this is too hard. I don't know.
But I'm trying not to be loud. Are you going to sign it for me?
Yes.
He's still deciding who's giving his second CD.
He called me a loud one. So he doesn't know. You see, that's from outside.
There's something to be said for
this. I'm a fucking loud one.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil, and that's true sometimes. I hate to say it, even, like, on Twitter, the people that are, like, the loudest... I try to not respond to them sometimes because it's like, I don't want to reinforce this behavior. I go all psychologist on them. But then it's like, you know what? I do. It works. It works. It's like feeding like the squirrels outside and they come back around.
Do you hear me now? It totally worked.
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
I'm not going to go beyond these decibels ever again. Steve Grand is here with us. I wish we had more time.
2 hours made for you.
The song's name is Time.
Steel eyes and blind as soon we were right on track.
But alas, the time has gone. And I want to thank you for being here. It was an honor meeting you. And enjoy yourself, eh?
Thank you so much. Great talking with all you guys.
Thanks.
Have me on next time. I'm back again.
Yo, you must please. And you must sign my CD.
You
must sign my CD for me. And won't you say on air, I love you, Casper.
I love you. I love you, Casper.
Oh my. Can I get a towel?
What?
A towel.
A towel. Oh, okay.
Towel.
Here's a towel, baby.
Thank you, my darling. Steve Grand, you can see him at the Mintz Festival. And he was our special guest. It's been one of the greatest pleasures of my life to sit across Mr. Steve Grand.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you to you and your manager for being here and for holding out, being jet lagged. Thank you so much.
So happy to be here. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye.
We are 100 billion stars. We are the heavy hearts.
songs of the cars we are the night.
We are the night. We're gonna say we just stay right, but we are the night. We are the night.
And we just wanna be free.
Is there anything more lovely? We got a whole house to love, and tonight we're as young as we'll ever be. So won't you never look back? Take a
people, sorry that, sorry about this confusion. This is because I've got a signed copy of Steve Grant's CD, and that's why it fell to pieces. I'm playing the same thing over and over because we all dilly. Here he was. He says, "Casper, thanks." From Steve. Oh man. So remember, it's in Cullinan where the diamonds are that you can see him. People, what did you think?
Love him.
What do you think? Kevin, wake up. Come out of your stupid.
Wipe your mouth and talk.
Okay, I'll wipe it. He said, "I'm the loud one."
And you are.
I am.
And rightfully so.
I never realized I was.
And
oh, he's delightful.
He actually touched my pen.
Okay. He's delightful, Cassie.
He is, eh? Mm-hmm. Sarita says, Mawari Yala, I've got a confession to make, Sarita. I've got a confession to make to Bernard as well. Sarita sent you a birthday present.
Oh.
All the way from Cape Town. I was supposed to give it to you on Sunday. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Betty.
My jammer sê nie, soos Greta jammer sê.
Nee, wat vir jou jammer sê ook, want jy wou 'n verjaardagpresent seker gehad het?
Ja.
Well, Sarita, I'm sorry. You know what happened? I've got someone called Helen working for me. Helen makes me the Helen, but she is... But she's very funny. I wanted to fire her on the first day because she's so fucking scatterbrained. She puts like a toilet brush on top of the TV and she's totally mad. But now she is my entertainment. I love her now. I just relish in her coming every day and just fucking up. I saw yesterday, I said, Helen, look here. The tile's full of dust. She says, Jere God, ek het nie geweet nie. She's cocking herself out. Jere God, Helen. Wat doen jy? I love her. So she... Put your package, Bernard, somewhere. It's obviously inside the toilet bowl, okay. Or it is...
Ja, het gebreek.
No. And she, I don't think you can break it. I don't know what the hell Sarita sent you. But it's underneath the bed or somewhere. I have to look for it. And if I ask Helen now, Helen, where's that parcel? She wouldn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Well, Sarita, baie dankie vir fok weet wat jy vir my gestuur het. Ek lief vir jou.
Ja, she did think of you, man. Isn't that just...
Sy het my boodskapie op Facebook ook gestuur en gesê happy birthday. Yes. En sy is eindelijk baie sweet.
She is. And then it will turn out that she's like a mass murderer or something. Isn't it? All these nice people.
Sarita, my birthday is next month and please don't give it to Casper.
No, send it directly to Cliff Central Attention Gavin because she sent it Cliff Central Attention Casper. Should have done it Bernard. I mean, well, we never know what it is. Sarita, if you're listening, we chat quickly what it is, man. Give some hint there, man.
It's like a bottle.
Ja, ons kan 'n speletjie speel. Raai wat dit is.
Yeah, it's plat. I know it's plat.
Plat.
Yeah. So tell me, Bits. Oh, fuck. Let me get to our stings. I'm so dear McCar now.
Still?
Hello? Okay, hello? Do some people have their phones on? I don't want to be loud.
I thought that was the sting, actually.
No, it's not.
I can talk about it, but it's a new one,
eh? It's the Casper Show.
Skinner. What Skinner is there?
Ooh.
Vertel for my now.
Ooh, how fast?
Where are you going? Are you going to answer your phone now? Who was it?
Was die vrou daar by die huis.
Oh, something wrong maybe.
Ek weet nie,
okay, go find out. Come tell us. Okay, sorry. Ja.
Hou vas in die stoel.
Yes.
Okay, ruk vere uit.
Oh my god.
Sit dit in jou hare.
Oh my god.
Gavin sit dit agter jou oor, jy het nie hare nie. Raai wat kom Suid-Afrika toe volgende jaar.
Wat beteken wat? Hoekom sê jy wat?
Wat? Ja, wat.
Wat is wat?
Is dit nie wie nie?
Is
dit
guess what?
Is it what?
It's a what. What? With a lot of who in, but it's basically what.
Jesus
what
Christ.
Is South Africa?
Dink musical.
A big, is it a big musical?
That's big.
Absolutely fabulous. The musical.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous.
But it is a musical that's
Priscilla,
already...
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh my goodness! No.
I get by a... By a reliable source gehoor.
Really?
Auditions vind plaas, soos wat ons nou hier praat. Doe hulle audities vir die rolle. And it's happening.
Can I want a name drop. I've seen it. I've seen it twice in Britain.
No,
it's wonderful.
I've also seen. I've seen it at the Palace Theatre.
Yeah, so did I. With Jason Donovan. With Jason Donovan.
Oh my goodness. Yo, were you there?
Okay, I was there.
Can I say something? Fuck you all.
Wasn't that guy, the young guy, hot?
What guy?
The on the bus. It's Jason, then the old queen, and then the young guy, the horny one.
I can't remember much.
He was naked most of the time. He's fantastically hot. So it's the three, it's like the movie.
Yeah.
But now...
That was the only, because I know you guys are like obsessed with musicals and all your theatre shows.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
You don't like it, eh?
That one was like
I can't.
Wow.
You liked it, eh? Mm.
Since they talked about creating a musical version of the movie, I was like, I wish I can travel abroad to see it. Because, I mean, why will it come to South Africa? It's way too conservative here. He's fucking coming. You better be right.
I'm going to pray for you.
For elke aand, ek
swear. Yeah. No, you will. You will enjoy it because it's fantastic music.
Ek het Katse 109 keer gekyk. Ek gaan 110 keer kyk.
Because the music in Priscilla is well-known music. So immediately you're up and dancing. It's lekker.
Is it the same as the movie, the music?
It's not ABBA. It's not very ABBA. It's more the one I saw was Kylie Minogue-ish.
Okay.
And then in America they made it Madonna. So like that's the running theme, like the ABBA was in the movie. Okay. But for the rest, it's all like, we are family.
Yeah. Okay, so it's still like still well-known songs.
Oh, it's lekker, man.
Because like with Sister Act, you were waiting for those songs that you
and
know.
It didn't come.
Exactly. It never came.
What do we do?
And then, and then you think, okay, the producers were cheap. They couldn't afford those songs, and that's why.
Exactly.
But when it was in London at the Palace, they had this big shoe, like this big high heel shoe.
Well, there better be a shoe.
It was so, like, we took pictures in front of the shoe. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, outside.
Tell me.
Outside.
Tell me better. Is this going to be what do they call it? It has to be like they were presenting it.
It's a replica production.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So it will be the bus. So it won't be a fucking cement busy, but too groot. It will be the bus and the turning of the bus and the shoe. Yeah. It's such a nice production.
Apparently, there was drama about the rights and everything. I'm not sure about the details, but it's the big production that's coming.
Oh, you need to keep us informed.
Oh, I will.
You must. And we have to get them in.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
And then we have to go see it.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm just wondering, what if, isn't there like a non-speaking, non-singing role for Betty?
Yes, I can see you suspended from the air with binoculars and wings in high
binoculars.
Nice pink big binoculars.
Okay.
Okay.
But the three divas are suspended, so I can't. I want something unique.
What was suspended?
The three divas in the show is suspended.
Oh, I thought you said the 3D was suspended. No, the divas. Three divas. Yeah. Are they suspended in the show?
Aren't they?
No.
The pictures I've seen, like the hanging.
It's dancers. It's dancers, I think. They never suspend. I don't know. I can't remember. No. I can't remember.
No, I don't feel cautious being suspended from something. I want to be on the floor.
Okay, well, we'll think of something for you.
I think so. Yeah.
We'll put you in a big chair, bolt it to a log, and then hoist you up in the air. We'll forget about
but
you for 3 weeks.
But Dick gobbles.
Every night, we will bring you food in a bucket, give it to you because you've got to sit there on the chair for 3 weeks.
But not a lot of food.
No, just like two sashimi pieces.
I want to be in the show, not in a torture chamber.
But really, you would afal me because when you fall, you're gonna like seriously.
You're gonna kill the hunk.
You know I love you, but you know,
let's
you're
be true.
Yourself.
Yeah,
they're calling you fat.
It's better than fag.
One of his friends.
Oh, that rhymes. Fat fag.
One of his friends is called Fat.
Betty the Fat Fag.
I love it. Okay, well, we got some messages there. Michelle says what?
Michelle. Yeah, only tuning in now. Hello from a fucking hot Cape Town.
Oh, my goodness.
Needed my CRS fix. Love you guys. Kiss. And then Surieta, Casper, jy is van my Christmas card, Lysie A.
Ek is jammer, sorry.
Ja, sy sê, Helen beter het kry, want die pakkie kom al die pad van Amerika af.
Oh, jeez.
En Betty, it glows in the dark. She says, vir my CRS maats gaan ek groot. Groot soos jy, Betty.
Extra.
We have to find it. I will crawl on my fours.
Vanaand sit al die ligte af, en dan soek jy dit, want het glow in the dark. So
No, but it's in a packet, unfortunately.
En dan hier tik iemand wat hol lang. Sy naam is Divan Cronje.
Ja, wat sê hy?
Hy sê, hi Cassie, ek verjaar.
Devon!
Hello, happy birthday.
Devon. Now we're going to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Devon. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Have a divine day.
I've got some very good news.
The boys are
Ooh, what is this
coming
back?
Be? What
is it coming back? Of course it is coming
Yay!
Back. Of course it is. And I've got some very good news, which I can't share.
Oh, no.
No, no. I can share it a bit. Okay. And that is the boys of Cliff Central will come back.
Here comes the boys.
But bigger.
What does bigger mean?
Bigger mean it's a bigger competition this time. We got support. We got... It's going to be fantastic. And
but we had amazing support the last time.
But now even better. Because it was such a success. People are jumping on board to help us, to push us up in the air
amazing.
With their financial hands.
Ja, laas ons self geklim het.
Ons moet self klim en ek is fucking moe geklim.
You are listening to Casper's Radio Show.
More about that. At the end of March, we will make a big announcement. But let me put it this way. Boys and girls... Get ready for the new season of the...
Here comes the boys.
No, the boys of Cliff Central.
The boys yes. of Cliff Central.
Ooh, it's going to be big. Do you watch, follow, concern yourselves about the American election or not?
Not at all.
No.
I can't.
No, mine is peripheral.
I can't.
Because it's a farce now.
It is a farce. Politics is a farce.
But now it is. Last night, Mitt Romney, who you don't have to know who he is, but he is a Republican, thus conservative, thus we don't like him. He said Donald Trump is a fraud. He's a fake. He's a bully. Which, I mean, it's fantastic. Then Donald Trump got up and said, yeah, but Mitt Romney begged for his support. He said... He begged so much, I could have asked him to go on his knees in front of me. That's what he said. Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is now ridiculous.
But what did he also say that he compared something with his penis?
One of those Galapagos lizards? No.
His hand.
Oh, his hand, yeah.
Oh, how do you know? You said you're not interested.
On our way in at the gate, it was on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they talked about it. But yeah. That's the thing. The press mustn't give him attention.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it's
what is this coming
is
in?
Is your clunkies up?
No, wait. My phone is Casper's phone.
Fine. I share it photos, anders worden we op my geskree.
Why are you?
Well, I'm the big, fat, loud one.
I've already posted
oh,
my
Oh, ouch. Somebody's still feeling sore. Grow up.
But he will remember me because I'm loud, you see.
Who won't remember you?
Steve will remember me.
That's why
he
said.
Would have given me that city because he looked at me.
You are like an icon. You are like an example to him. He wants to go your way. He wants to be a father. He wants to be bald.
I'm going to see a show tomorrow. I've just decided.
So you're off to Cullinan tomorrow.
Oh,
Cullinan gaan weer oor.
Jy beter betyds is vir my show.
I'm going to see Betty's show. That's
Betty, what time is your show? Do we know Betty's show?
That says 3 uur, né? Your show is 3 uur.
20 past 4.
25 past 3.
Okay.
My God.
So 3 uur.
Ja, moet jy gereed staan.
Ja.
Met bras en panties.
Alles. Und alles.
Oh.
Are we going?
Let's go. And then after, well, I've got to, I can't be there.
Kom, ek het vir julle kaartjies, kom net.
Kom net.
Die man, moet nou nie vir my so in 'n blikkie sit nie, man. Môre is erg, gaan jy vir my.
Maar Gavin, jy gaan, nee, met Alvino.
My husband's in Cape Town.
Die man is in Cape
Town. Oh, hy gaan alleen, mens. Gavin gaan alleen, mens.
Gavin Norski, as jy vir my lift gee, dan gaan ek saam met jou, maar ek ry nie so ver, so môre nie.
Ja, gaan met 'n lift. I would have come with you with a diamond in my hall, but I can't.
I would if I could, but I can't.
Well, ek het 'n leë kar, so julle almal kan saam ry.
Ja, maar jy, you
got it. Dis net ek en Betty wat ry.
If I...
Betty, jy moet die hele dag daar wees, dis die probleem.
Yeah.
No. But if I... Listen, no, wait, don't go. if I can't convince the editor I work with tomorrow that he's straight, that there we must go, then I'll come.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you stay home, Shanae.
Yeah.
Because no, go you've away,
push
Justin.
Mine. Yeah, because you've got
three tickets. I can't for yellow flukwa.
Yeah, I can feed.
You've got four.
Yeah.
So then we sort it.
We go. Shaman, you come with. Girl, without you. We can't do it without you, girl.
Yeah, so more. I can't do it without you. Okay, yeah. Okay, my echo. Yeah, it's a lift up and then it's a shapule.
Okay.
Mark, a meerkat mak, in the Bahamas. Dentes Casperario.
Dit is reg, ja. As julle wil weet wat ek daar sing, ek weet self nie, but it is supposed to be absurd and funny. So it's you're supposed to go, what? And then it works. It's something about Mark Itani Bahamas. Okay, we're going to go on with the show. I just want to see whether I have covered all my news. Oh, Adrian, our dearest Adrian from Port Elizabeth, peeps. He sent me a mesh, but unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond my control, I could not edit it. So I'm going to play it rough, and I'll just forward it, because he spoke like for fucking half an hour, which is quite too long for all of us. So I'm going to... But do you know Adrian from... No, you don't, Shemaine. Hey.
Adrian Vida. So for Adrian...
Before your time, he used to send us these audio reports from Port Elizabeth.
When, yeah.
But from the Uitenhage. Gavin, you two don't know him, eh?
No.
But he loves you. He says he loves you. And Shemaine, he loves you. And,
thank you.
And Betty, you remember him, hey?
I remember him.
Okay. So let me just try and see if I can play it here. And then we just skip... forward, we forward through it, but he sits in a car and then he talks to us. He's so nice.
Baie funny. Maar ons het 'n paar episodes uitgekak want ons niks meer van hom gehoor nie.
He says he's still listening. He says he's enjoying it. He's enjoying the new teams, the way that we switch around. He says
nice.
You are all very intelligent and he loves you. But wait, why should I talk? Why should I let him talk? Let's see. Adrian, my darling, come in.
Hallo almal, dit is die radio show.
Yes, sis.
Dit is weer Adrian hier van PE.
Hallo.
Ek het fucking lank laas
yes.
vir julle 'n boodskapie gestuur, maar ek het gedink dit is bietjie tyd dat ek my vinger uit my gat trek en dit dadelik doen. Maar in die geest, dis 'n fake lag. In elk geval, ek sê ek het lank laas met julle maliters gesels en ek sien ons baie dinge of ek hoor daar's baie dinge wat verander het op die show en ek ja, dit is nogal goed. Veranderinge is goed.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning ek praat van die crew wat gechange het.
Ja, hoor julle nou.
Wat so 'n bietjie gechange het, maar ja, ek love hulle. Hulle weet hulle almal klink vir my baie nice. Verder, die show Max moet ek sê is nogal 'n spiller moerse rol in ons lewe.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, but we don't talk about Showmax anymore, yeah? Due to personal reasons. No. We love Showmax and still get it, but we're not going to fucking talk about it.
Saam met Bernard, wat hulle gesê het van nou dag toe hulle daai ouetjie geïnterview het van Showmax.
Daai Dani.
Ja.
Kry meer guy goed op daar.
Exactly.
Ek noem en regtig, daar's net 'n paar goedjies wat 'n mens kan kyk en dit het ons nou al klaar almal gekyk.
Definitief.
En verder, Cassie, ek kyk baie van jou goeders het ek nie gekyk nie, soos jou wat Casper Rasper, dit het ek nie gekyk nie,
maar jy moet dit kyk.
Ek nog nooit dit gekyk nie,
maar kyk dit nou.
Ah, my donor, jy's te oulik. Dit was regtig waar.
Jammer as ek loud was. Nog Adrian, ek het jou gevoel hoor. O god, ek het hom te ver gevoel.
Die sê van ek weet nie of julle weet van hom nie.
Wie?
Die wat van hom weet, hy is fucking stunning.
Hy praat van die oukie van Spad wat sing.
O,
weet julle daarvan?
Hy was nou die dag op Ellen gewees. Nogals amazing.
What?
Ja.
South African.
Hy was op Ellen gesing, ja.
En naam is Troy Sivan. Hy het in wat Spad.
Ja, Spad. Spad, daar die kak Spad. Wat?
Jere, nou moet my honde aangaan.
O, God.
Any case, is Youth. Dit is 'n groot hit van hom nou op die oomblik. En dan, ja, ek kan nie aan goed dinkie. Maar any case, soos ek sê, ek gaan nie te veel shatter, want ek fucking bly net.
Hallo, Adrian.
Man, in any case. Ja, dat is een nieuwe plek wat jy gekry het, waarby jy by bly in elk geval.
Dus vergeet allemaal, weet alles van my nou, en ek praat oor fucking alles.
Mal happy oor die groot spasie.
Ja, hulle is...
Al Rita wat van die bakkie af gedonder het, oh my god, dit is horrible, ek fucking freak.
Nee, maar toe maar, sy is
freak. Ek vang nou al die topics gaan vinnig op, want ek... Okay. Dus ik zeg, praat hier bij met jullie niet. Mm-hmm. So, jy moet maar nou net vast.
Adrian, jij doet jouw ding, my skat.
Jullie het na die dag een vrouw ook geïnterviewd wat die models, die models
ja, Lara.
Doen, die model bezigheid het. En Lara mijn muggie het al vir so'n kondoos geval.
Vir een kondoos geval?
Ja, ek bedoel, hoe dit gebeur het, sy het actually een ad op OLX gesit, het sê, sy weet, sy is een jong bitch, sy soek werk en wara.
Yeah.
En hulle het haar raak gesien en sy is mooi.
Wat is OLX, do we know?
Ja, dis is
dis amper soos Gumtree.
Dis sit sy uit van haarself op Gumtree.
Ja, maar as jy Gumtree nou maar dis
OLX, ja.
You sell things.
Toe vlieg haar een etter van Kaapstad af, boom toe, en gaan kry, weet, doen toe nou shit met haar. Sy stuur nou die dag vir my die foto's, en ek denk, ek kon even beter foto's geneem met my foon. Maar ek bedoel, sy, dis sommer net daar gedoen, kamig was dit nou een screening om te kyk of sy nou fucking materiaal is vir dit. En in die case, dit was net kakfoto's. Soos in die kamer, moet sy soos op die bed lê, en fucking die pis sy se deur staan waar hy koop. En ek kan nie verstaan nie, ek bedoel, hoe kan 'n professionele fotograaf sulke kakfoto's doen? Maar in die case, soos ek sê, ek besef, daar is definitief kanaties daar buite, en mense moet maar net fucking versigtig wees. Ek het vir my niggie ook gesê, sy moet haar donder se kop laat lees, wat sy vir sulke kakinval weet net sy alleen. Maar in die case, ek is nou klaar gebabbel, my batterij is nou pap, en ja, ek sal weer met julle gesels, en ons sien uit om vir Betty te sien by die Pink Glory die jaar weer. En hooplik fucking goed aan my die keer, want hy was baie fucking snobisties geweest toe ek hom laas gesien het.
Ja,
Betty!
Lekker dag julle, lots of love, Audrey, funny boy.
Maar Audrey, jy moet kom hallo sê vir my.
Ja, hoe moet jy nou weer doen? Die ding wat hy gepraat het van Lara. Sy het toch gesê, sy is die deel van die Kaapse spy.
Nee, maar... Jy het nou verkeerd verstaan.
Oeh,
jy het verkeerd verstaan. Hy het niks met Lara, hy het net gesê, Lara het gesê, soms is daar con artist, people must be aware. En sy niggie het nou die geval te so
uit.
Wat net kom kakfoto's
neem. Ek het gedoog sy.
So was jy ongeskik met Adrian?
Ek weet nie daarvan nie.
Is jy een diva bietjie?
Nee, Gavin sê ook ek is... Die ding is, baie mense dan, as hulle my ontmoet, dan sê hulle, o, jy is eindelijk ouwelik ons dog jy se poos. Maar, ek is...
So, hoekom kom jy so oor?
Ek dink het is uit self-defense uit, want ek is eindelijk skaam en teruggetrokke. Kriek. Ek is rarig eindelijk een skaam en.
Ja, ek weet.
En as ek in drag is, het ek meer confidence, maar ek meen, dis toch nog steeds ek. So, ek het hierdie wall partij keer wat ek opsit, en dan dink die mense, ek is ongeskik, maar ek is eindelijk nie, ek is net skaam. Kom, sê hallo en geef my een drukkie.
Oh, jy soek drukkies.
Really?
As jy cute is, bietjie tong.
Ok, is jylle...
Want dan Adrian is involved met...
Nee, ek sê nie Adrian met my tong gee nie, ek sê net in general.
O, ok. Nee, maar dan sit reg. Wat sê Divan?
Divan, ach wie jy, ek weet nou nie of dit is ook maar net een ander ding is, maar Divan sê, ek het iets om te bieg.
Dis hy een van wie ons gesing het?
Dis die een wat ons, hy sê, ek het iets om te bieg. Ja. Ek sê, een nudis. So, wat's nies daaraan?
Ek dacht, hy gaan sê, hy verjaar nie rechtig nie.
Nee, wat is snaaks aan kaal loop?
Niks?
Wel, hang af hoe like hy, dan kan het toch snaaks wees.
Divan, we don't care. Ons hoop jy het een piele dag en geniet jy.
Maar as jy cute stuur foto's.
Asseblief, Divan.
Wat is sy Twitter handle, dat is om stalk? Divan, wat? We gaan hem dadelijk stalk.
Ja, maar dankie.
I don't know what his Twitter handle is.
Vra onnodig genies, Divan.
Wat?
There's something very important happening next week, and that is, have you heard of an organization called Dignity South Africa? Well, if not, now you are. And ek sit hier met Willem Landman, wat een van die steunpilare is van Dignity South Africa. Hallo Willem, welkom.
Middag Kasper, baie dankie. Dankie.
Het is een groot plezier. Jy moet vir my verduidelik, vir die leke, net, wat is Dignity South Africa? Dit is een baie, baie belangrike onderwerp en ek dink klomp mense stem saam daarmee, alhoewel hulle nie weet waarom hulle ondersteuning heen te channel nie.
Kasper, Dignity South Africa is een losse groep mense, ons het een klein bestuur, wat ons beywer daarvoor dat die reg om met menswaardigheid te sterf, deur ons parlement erken word, uiteindelik dat daar wetgewing is. Ons het die hele aansoek van advokaat Stanson Ford na die hof toegeneem, die hof het ons gelijk gegee, die wet het verander, maar jy moet het nog altyd op een case by case manier doen.
En
so wat ons, hulle het natuurlijk die staat onder het op appel geneem, en teen middel van die jaar met al die dokumentatie by Bloemfontein wees, en hulle wil die wet weer terug verander soos het was. En
die, so die progressie nou weer terugbring?
Ja.
Terugdraai?
Kijk, die groot ding was dat ons common law,
ja,
ons gemeene reg sê, dat om iemand by te staan met sterwe is een misdaad. Dis moord of strafbare manslag. En ons het gevoel, en die meeste constitutionele rechtsgeleerde stem saam met ons, dat ons nieuwe wetgeving, ons nieuwe constitutie, want nou nie meer so niet nie, het die superseded the common law, dat het vervang. En dat ons een recht het in termen van ons recht op lewe, recht op menswaardigheid, recht op integriteit van ons lichaam, om bygestaan te word onder sekere omstandighede wanneer ons wil sterf. En met ander woorde die gemeene reg moet ontwikkel word. En dis precies wat regter Fabricius gedoen het. Maar die minister van gezondheid, die minister van justitie en correctieve dienste, die
appelleer nou weer.
Dis reg. Public prosecutor, Health Professions Council neem ons na Bloemfontein na die appelhof toe en wil het weer terug verander en wil die uitspraak van regter Fabricius kanselleer as het ware.
Hoe is dit in die rest van die wêreld? Waar staan ons met sekere lande wat het toelaat?
Daar is min lande, maar die interessante is dat daar een hele beweging is na die erkenning van die reg om bygestand te word by dood. Daar is bijvoorbeeld, in Amerika was daar net een staat, dit is nou omtrent 14, en daar is verskeie state wat het verander, dit is Luxemburg, België, en praat van ander lande, ja, Nederland, ja. Switserland, Colombia, daar is hele klomp lande wat het gewettig het.
Ok, so dit is miskien een goeie indicator, dat een mens die kan gebruik as voorbeeld in die saak wat mens veg.
Natuurlik, Canada is in die proces, die Hooggeregshof van Canada 22 jaar gelede gesê, dit mag nie gewettig word nie. Mm. Verlede jaar het met 5-4 verloor 22 jaar gelede, die ouens wat vir die verandering van die wet was. Verlede jaar het al 9-0 gewen.
Excellent.
En het gesê, ons kan nou kyk na die track record van wat gebeur het in ander lande, soos Amerika, Oregon en so aan.
Ja.
So Canada is ook aan die verandering, maar
dit
is nie net wat in ander lande gebeur. Ons vraag is dood eenvoudig, wat laat ons grondwet toe? As ons grondwet toelaat same-sex marriages, termination of pregnancy met abortie en so aan, veelwywery, polygamy, goed waar die meeste mense miskien nie sal saamstem nie. Dit is nie relevant nie. Maar sê ons, dit is nie een kwestie van wat die meerderheid van mense in Suid-Afrika wil hê nie, dit is wat die constitutie, wat die grondwet toelaat.
Dis reg, want somtijds vat dit baie lang vir mense om te aanvaar, maar dan besef hulle, ok, eindelijk, dit is reg, maar hulle krabbel teen net omdat dit, ek weet nie met die dood, denk jy dit is religious, hoekom mense nie daarvan hou nie?
Ek denk dit is baie keer wat jy groot geworden het mee, dat jy weet, jy mag nie Godse
plan
mee interfering aan doen, en natuurlijk elke keer as een open hart operatie het.
Ja, jy, maar dit was ook een probleem, dis waarom ek sê mense aanvaard
het
maar later. Ja.
Dit kan wees dat hulle aanvaard, dit met definitief, ek denk natuurlijk een verkeerde interpretatie van godsdienst,
ja.
van jy weet, maar dit is definitief so dat jy so groot geword het, en dat jou die godsdienst dit vir jou sê. Maar die punt is net, as jy dit nie wil doen, dan doe jy dit nie. As ander die reg het om het te doen, moet nie vir hulle verbied om het te doen nie.
Want godsdienst op hierdie manier beïnvloed die staatse wette, wat het nie eintlik moet doen nie.
Precies. Maar dit is een baie belangrike punt, dat dit gaan nie wat ons as persone glo nie, maar waarop ons geregtig is as burgers van die land.
Exact.
En daarom, as burgers van die land, moet ons goed tolereer wat ons miskien nie meer saamstem nie, want die grondwet laat dit toe. Sodat ons gemeene sake maak in Suid-Afrika, kan ons nie allemaal ons persoonlike opinies inbring nie. Maar die grondwet sal as arbiter optree oor wat ons mag doen en nie mag doen nie.
En as jy in daardie situasie is, daar het jy jouself of jy het 'n ouer wat lê in pyn en sê asseblief ek kan nie so aangaan nie, ek kan nie so aangaan nie. Ja. En dan sê nee, jy moet nou nog aangaan want die Here het nog nie besluit wanneer jy moet doodgaan nie. So dan raak dit bietjie absurd. En as mens nou eers deel met dit self, as ek hoor baie keer mense sê, ja, van my ma of my pa, of ek het, ondervinding daarvan, en yes, we have to do this, we have to have this law, because it's just inhumane to let people just suffer.
Kasper, dit is 'n baie belangrike punt, dat mense dink nie daaroor nie, of hulle is daar teengekant, totdat dit met iemand naast, nabij hulle gebeur. Dan skielik besef hulle waaroor dit gaan, dan besef hulle hoekom dit nodig is, na verander hulle opinie.
Nou, ons het baie mense wat na ons luister op hierdie show, wat christene of religious is, maar christene is, so as, wat nice mense is bedoel ek, nie die oulike christene, die ander is luister nie, hulle weet nie ons bestaan nie, maar, so sê nou maar, kyk, hulle sal dit ondersteun, maar nou word hulle gepressure, nou het jy een vriendin wat sê, maar die Here sê, jy moet dit nie doen nie, wat is een goeie antwoord, wat het verstaan mense nou kan gee, wat hulle mee kan terugkap?
Jo, Kasper, een ding wat ek sou sê, God van liefde sal nie toelaat dat ons so ly nie. En ons dwars deur ons lewe help ons mense se lyding stop, deur pille, deur pynkillers, deur allerlei goed. Hoekom dan nie teen die end nie? So, ek sien dit nie, dat jy in die Bybel net eenvoudige resep kan van God se wil kan aflees nie. So, God van liefde sal jou ondersteun as jy dit doen.
Wat sê julle?
Ek glo heeltemal in sterf met dignity. Ek glo jy kan aan die einde, jy weet mos wanneer jy weggaan en wanneer dit jou tyd is. En ek glo ons moet mekaar help, want dit is die tyd van Kobayashi. And I think if you can do it with as much dignity as can be, then why not? I mean, en mense dink dis suicide is glad nie eers deel daarvan nie. Dit maak nie deel daarvan uit nie. I think it is kind to let the person go the way that they see fit when they really can do nothing more on earth.
You know, it's like someone on the ground being wounded saying, please give me a glass of water. And you say, no, I'm not going to give you water because I decide now you can't get water. It's the same kind of thing, isn't it? You say, please, I don't want to be here anymore.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
And the only difference is that the help that you're asking for is a termination of your life. Mm. But we all have a natural lifespan. There's
we know.
End for all of us, there's nothing wrong with that. If the only help that's available will lead to your death, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
If death is inevitable,
and
life is filled with suffering, consumed by suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no one to assist you after they kept you alive. Because, you know, that's also the other thing they say, no, you can't die, but then you remain ill and then nobody's there and it's, you become a problem.
My question
so
is, often people don't care about my suffering throughout my life, but they do care about it when I'm about to die.
Yeah.
That they want me to carry on suffering.
Yeah. Now, to fight this cause or to fight for the right to decide, you need money, of course, and so there will be an auction or a charity drive next week, am I right?
Yeah, on the 12th, Saturday the 12th of March.
12th of March, where?
In Cape Town. It's all on our website, dignity, sa.co.za. Everything is set out there, how you can register for the auction. And we have some of the artists here.
Yeah, I'm going to talk
And you. And you're also one of the artists.
I am. You're Kasper and we.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we taken to court by to the appeal court by Supreme Court of Appeal, you know, by the Minister of Health, by the Minister of Justice, by the National Prosecuting Authority, by the Health Profession Council. They have a bottomless purse. I mean, they just use our tax money to go to court. We have to defend ourselves. We have advocates acting for ourselves, and but there can be costs involved. The judges may say that we have to pay certain costs. So obviously, we have incredible assistance from artists like you and the artists you will interview shortly, and from other companies like First Freight, couriers who are actually transporting the works of art all over the country for free. And fantastic. So we people who believe in the cause, who, you know, we're helping us. It's not a profit-making enterprise. It's simply defending. We're claiming a constitutional right that hasn't been recognized. And all other minority groups, whether it's labor rights and whether it's, you know, I've talked about abortion and so on and so forth. All those rights have been recognized. This is almost the last one that hasn't been recognized. For some reason or other, people resist doing that, and that's what we're fighting for.
And we must remember that this is not going back into the Stone Age. This is going forward to be more intelligent, more humane, and to realize how things work in life. And so to say, yo, you can't give people that right, is going back into the Stone Age. So we're trying to become more developed human beings by fighting for this right, which I strongly support. And as jy enig van julle 'n oproepie van my kry en sê, fok, nou, haal uit die drip, dan moet julle dit doen, hoor.
Mm-hmm. Ons sal het, op hierdie manier moet ons dit nou skelm doen, want dis onwettig nou.
Ek weet. But have we got options like, I know in England they go to Switzerland, or if you got money, can you go to a country and do it there?
We can go to Switzerland, but it'll cost you 170,000 rand.
No, I'd rather fucking let the guys
interesting
suffer.
In England, it's not... but you know, Casper, it's interesting, it's not legal in England, but they're very cautious about prosecuting.
I saw that. Yeah. There was this thing where they sort of left them, and I what I deduced from the news was that they were actually on their side.
Yes.
So it's a good thing, I think. Yes. It's starting to show the right signs in Britain soon that it will be changing. Soon it will be changing, I think. And here as well, I mean, really, people, I wish you all the best, and thank you for being on board and being one of the pillars of Dignity South Africa, Willem.
Casper, thank you for the exposure. We really appreciate your involvement and support. Thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to some of the artists. Now, Charmaine, who are you going to interview?
TC Maila. That's who I'll be talking to, and I'm looking so forward to it. Photographer of note. Beautiful stuff. I saw some. It's really amazing.
And then, Betty, you will be talking to a sculptor.
Yeah.
Dlamini Tendai. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't think Dlamini is here. I think, you know, Jade is obviously a Jade Holling with that painting.
I've got three names here. MC, yes. Dlamini, and Jade. Who have we got?
Dlamini is not here. Tendai is not here.
But Jade is here.
Jade is here?
Right. Where are you others?
Gavin is doing Jade.
Yeah, but remember now they're not here. I didn't know. But it doesn't matter. Mm. We still love them all.
You have two great guys here. I spoke to them.
Yeah, we'll sort it out. We'll sort it out. There's no problem. Willem, ek wil vir jou 'n vraag vra. Ons het 'n section op hierdie show wat ons noem stofpoepies, wat ons teruggaan na hits van die verlede. En ek dink jy gaan hierdie een ken, maar ek gaan vir jou 'n bietjie test. Dan vir hulle ook, ek moet vir jou sê, Willem, in die verlede, hulle ken nie songs wat ek dink hulle sal ken. Soos Ballad for Adeline van Richard Clayderman, a catch fucking ou liedjie. They didn't know.
Ons het hom net verwar.
You mean
Clayderman? Ja, van Beethoven. That's very intelligent.
Clayderman's elevator music, you mean, Casper?
I said elevator. Then I'm George Zamfir.
Exactly, with the pan flute.
They didn't know.
The pan flute.
Die fucking pan is geslaan. Hulle het nie geweet nie. So I was really, really shocked, and I hope they know today's one.
Stof poepies, stof poepies, stof poepies van J.H.
Okay.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Dis reg. Ons moet hierdie Sandwich Baron advertensie opsoek. So let's just do interaction with the ad, please.
Wat eet ek vandag?
Dit sal sandwich baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Ja.
Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, rosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse.
Okay.
Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Ja. Fucking excited.
Ek kan nie wag nie, honde.
Wat vir die groot aartappel?
Ek kan nie wag. Ja, vir die groot aartappel.
Our stofpoepie today comes from a guy called Evangelos Odysseas Papatanasio.
What the hell?
That is his name. It's obviously
Greek
not the
guy.
Name. Do you think he's Greek?
Papatanasio? Greek.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could be Cyprus. But it's not. It's Greek. You're right.
Hurt me.
So, here I'm going to play one of his tunes from television. You're going to hear his hit.
Mm-hmm.
His greatest hit inside this tune. Okay? Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So, here he is. Now you're going to hear his hit. This is for Cosmos by Carl Sagan. In the '70s. Does it remind you of someone?
Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, Betty, 2 punte. Yeah. So, what would be the name of this guy called Evangelos Odysseas Papatanasio? Evangelos?
Vangelis.
Vangelis.
Aww. Can't be Vangelis.
Jy ken het, Willem.
Ja, Vangelis,
ja. Ja. Okay, well, hy het 'n klomp tunes geskryf, maar natuurlijk die bekendste is... So...
That one I know.
That's our stuff, Poopy.
Yeah, there's an album, John and Vangelis.
Yeah, John and Vangelis, that's the guy from from Yes.
Yeah.
And they sing together as well.
Yeah.
Maar hierdie is, that's with vocals. You see, Willem, fucking, this is waarom hy slim is.
Conquest of Paradise ook gedoen.
Conquer van Paradise?
Conquest.
Okay, that's right. As jy Conquer van Paradise het, waar toe gaan jy? Na Dignity South Africa. And you say, fucking hold it, I... That's Vangelis with Chariots of Fire. He also had lots of other songs. I mean, he's got CD upon CD. If you really want to go and in a trance, you just buy CDs and you just put them on. Like this one. Oh my God, I'm already floating. Yes. I'm a leaf floating through the air. Look at me, catching the rays of the sun, spreading it from man to woman to child. I am the leaf. Leave me a fucking alone. Hey, it works, eh? And here's one hymn. I don't know what happened to her. Near God. Klink bietjie Casio. Huh? Is that old Moog sounds wat ons gehad het? Ja, dis 'n kakker. Jy het gesê he did Blade Runner. He did Blade Runner for fuck's sake. See my blade. See it run across your cheek. My name is Gillette and I'm a Blade Runner. I like to run in foam, nice, soft foam, to take away the stubble from your chin. The Blade Runner, call on me day and night, and I will be there. Otherwise, content and out of sight, I'll wait for you to let me into your life. You are a man. You should get a wife. Okay, dis genoeg kak van Vangelis. So that was our stop, Bobby. Thank you, Sandwich Baron. We're now going to improvise an ad because we need to make it more funky. Hello, Charmaine.
Hello.
What is it you're eating there?
Oh, yum, yum. Lekker brood.
Wat is op jou brood?
Salami. Oh, dis heerlik, salami en kaas. En dan is daar so lekker stukkies. Ek weet nie wat noem 'n mens hier goed is nie.
Spek, for fuck's sake.
Wel, ek wou sê kajangs. Jy weet, onthou jy daai ou tyd se kajangs? Dit laat my so daar aan.
Okay, we want the people to go to Sandwich Bar, not run away from it. Imagine.
Kajangs, ou tyd se kajangs.
Kan ek asseblief 'n broodjie kry met gans, lewer en kajangs?
Yes.
Donkey.
Yes.
Well, thank you to Sandwich Baron. I also want to thank our sponsors for Consistory iFix. We don't have a Consistory today because we've got a very full show. But it doesn't prohibit us from talking about iFix. Now, remember last week I said we're going to announce winners of the iFix emoji competition?
Yes. Waar julle was hier so, julle moet kan onthou.
Onthou jy?
Hello.
iFix.
Oh yes, of course, yes.
Now the winners are.
Oh, the winners.
You must listen, Gavin.
I'm listening.
You scatterbrain. I just
I'm Helen.
I'm Helen. I see two words in your eyes. Your left eye says Steve, the right says Grant.
He did throw me off course.
Really?
Like you don't understand. Like, even you went into a fag mode early on.
Baby, that's a child.
In Gateway, there's an iFix. Congratulations to Hunkulu Bayela.
Woo!
He won. And then in the waterfront, there's a lady called Jenna Kensington. I promise you, it's not Kensington. It's Kensington. She must be Chinese. And then there is in Melrose Arch. Where's that?
Melrose Arch.
Melrose is probably...
Melrose Arch. Nothing says I love you like a clean butt. Heard it from...
Steve Glenn. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Melrose Arch. There was a... No, Arch. There is a... I don't know if it's a lady or a man. Who is called... Munyaradzi Ramewa.
Munyaradzi. It's a Zimbabwean surname.
There's nothing wrong. It's cool.
Monyaratsi.
I did not say anything.
No, we don't. We love Zimbabweans. Yeah, but they just stay in their own fucking country. But no, joke. Joke. It's a joke, Edwin Maratsi Maramena. You won from iFix, and that is what is important. Yay! So, now we got a very talented guy sitting here. And his name is TC... Help me with my eyesight.
Mahila.
Mahila, okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. You are a photographer, and I see one of your pictures now here. People, you can go to the Casper Radio Show Twitter line, and you will see his picture. It's beautiful. Where did you take that picture of that woman?
I need to see which one.
It's the sun.
Oh, the Khoisan woman. It's a Khoisan woman, yes. I was attending... it's a cultural event that it's an annual event that takes place in Venda. Venda, the Vembe district. And what happens there is different tribes, different cultures. They've got this festival where they showcase their crafts, their dancing, and also their culture. So they had invited the Khoisan people from the Northern Cape. So that's where I took the picture.
When did you start doing photography?
I always say to people that the moment we open our eyes, we start taking pictures. So I would say it was the moment I opened my eyes as a baby. And I believe the first picture I took, it's probably of my mother's face. But when did I pick up the camera? It was in 2008. That's when I started playing around with the camera.
So this picture we're seeing now, is that the one that will be on the charity?
Yes, that's one of the pictures. I've actually submitted two pictures.
Bless you, Gavin.
Sorry?
No, I said bless you, Gavin. Okay. He's fucking dying there. Yes. So how many pictures do you have for the charity?
I'm submitting two of my art pieces.
Okay.
So it'll be the Khoisan woman, which is a portrait, and also another one of a young boy in Limpopo. He's pushing a wheelbarrow, so it's also a very beautiful picture.
And then people are gonna, what do you say in English? I saw a B.
To bid.
To bid.
Bid. Yeah. Oh, what's with bid? Fairy land. Okay, so the people are gonna be, but on this thing. And when is this? Are you gonna be there in Cape Town?
No, unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to be there. But I believe some of the contributing artists are gonna be there. My work will actually, I'll be there in spirit with my work, I guess.
Let me tell you. I mean, people who listen to the show are going to vomit now because I say this over and over, and I will say it over and over because it's my right to say it, and that is that I have traced my ancestry that I am Khoi's son.
Oh, really?
Yes, through the mother.
See, he... Okay.
Through the mother.
He finds it very funny.
Yeah, well, fuck you all. I am Khoi's son.
No, look, I find it interesting.
It is, eh?
Yeah, okay.
So I have an affinity with this picture. And so I think I'm going to be a secret bidder on it.
Well, look, I think we can trace our history or even our ancestry from the Khoisan people. Because, I mean, as we read and as we follow the history, they are... They are the longest living people of this country, this southern part of this country.
Yeah, exactly. Mostly, yeah. So that's why I claim right to land, because I'm my people.
I fully understand the sentimental.
my grandmother's mother, it's nine generations ago, her name is Krotwa. Krotwa.
And what does that mean?
That means Casper is the sole heir of my whole fortune.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so where can people see your work? Is it on the internet? Have you got a web page?
Yes. I'm a different type of photographer. I know there's a lot of people that believe in having an archive of work and just sitting there in the room or on their hard drives. I publish my work every day. I exhibit my work every day. Mostly on Facebook, I've got a page. It's called See What I Saw, without an H. So you spell it without an H. Let's see what I saw.
Can any of you...
One word.
We've got it. What I saw.
Okay, and what you have to do is just forward it to our Twitter account as well. Just that address.
But the pics are amazing. Wow.
See what I saw.
It? Like, let's show me. What have you got there? Bernard, have you got there?
On his laptop.
See our fan.
But you're also a traveling photographer, hey?
Yes.
Would you call yourself a photojournalist?
No.
Or not?
I didn't go to school for photography. Okay. I've learned by just watching people and going through Google and Googling stuff and YouTube and stuff. So I don't even know whether I should call myself a travel photographer. I just know what I'm doing. So what I normally do is I do travel.
And stock photography, are people able to get some from
not,
you?
Not yet.
More. Why not?
I've been getting a lot of proposal, people saying, look, have a book, have a coffee table book, have this, have that. I still have a lot of options to
and
consider.
Copyright? You're yes, good with that? Yeah. Okay, your work is beautiful.
It's thank beautiful. I was looking at it now, and you've got an eye for the composition of a picture, and I mean, obviously, maybe not, I don't know, let me ask you, do you take a lot and then choose that one? Like that boy in the water, was that a couple of shots or?
When I started, I used to just wait for the moment and take one picture. And then I realized that in most cases, you will miss a lot of nice, let's say, something beautiful unfolding in front of you. So I would take about 3 frames, but I do time my subject most of the time.
Mm. Yeah, because you're right, because sometimes there's a moment never to be repeated again, and if you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it. It only exists in your head.
Yeah, and we are modern. We can now take a picture that, you know, with 601 second, where in the past you took one picture and waited for a week for it to be developed.
Mm. Yeah.
it's changing now. So I'm totally for that and saying, this is the one. Yeah. Frozen in time. That is beautiful. And the dancing was a beautiful picture from underneath. That was a nice shot. We'll go look, people. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful.
May I ask, why did you decide to get involved? And not just that, why did you decide to donate for the auction some of your work to Dignity South Africa?
I think I'm more interested in the conversation that it's taking place as opposed to what they're really standing for. As a travel photographer, you become very open to dialogue. You become very open to situations and things you don't know much about. Mm-hmm. So as a traveler, I always tell people I empty my cup when I travel so that I can come back with a full cup and select from that cup. So it interested me because of the dialogue, of the conversation that's taking place.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you don't have a vested interest. It's just like, I'm giving you this because I can, and, you know, let's hear what's coming up.
Yeah. But I mean, my pictures, they are about conversations also. Someone said, we look at your images and you pause. And you move on to the next image and you come back to that image again. So my images, they do also evoke conversation within people. And so hence I'm saying that it's sort of like it was a link to my work also, because it is a conversation that's taking place despite the court cases and whatever.
I hope SA Dignity makes a lot of money.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. It really is. And you're right. One where I was showing your pictures now, you know, on a laptop only. I didn't see it live on laptop. And you do a double take every time. So, oh, wow. So you have got that knack, or you got that luck or something, but that some photographers just have. And you got it.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
The photographer X factor.
He's got the click factor, I think.
I think the art background helps me a lot. I believe I was born an artist, so I don't take a picture of something I will not enjoy drawing. So
you do drawing as well?
It's when I was little, I used to do it a lot. But ever since I picked up a camera, I haven't been doing any sketching.
Because your pictures are paintings. Because I was, as a wannabe painter, I watched it and said, yes, that'll be something beautifully to paint. But you've done it already. There is that painting.
I'm happy you picked it
out. Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, thank you for being here. Good luck with your photography and your photographs next week. It is the 11th,
12th. Saturday the 12th.
The 12th. What's happening the 12th with me? Nothing. Well, I can't be there, unfortunately. But I also have two paintings that's going in.
To Cape Town.
Yeah, but just... we can't be there. But people... it's a good cause. And this is really... It's investing in something very good.
Why did you decide to donate your paintings?
Because they asked him.
Me? Mm-hmm. You see, I'm blind. I can't see. I thought you were looking.
No. You're one of the contributing artists.
I am.
Yes, well, and it's a fabulous thing that you're doing.
I think it's a fantastic cause. It's a just cause. It's up my alley, as they say, you know? Don't you think? It's perfect. So with love, I don't want anything. I give it a go, sell. And I hope they make a lot of money. I want to tell you a very interesting story from the... It's a strange segue now, but listen to this. When I moved, I wanted to get rid of most of my furniture because I'm going to a very, very small place. And then one of the suggestions made by the moving company is go to Bryanston Auctioneers, because what they do is they come to your house, they look at what you have, and they say, you will get min of me or this or that of... for that. Mm-hmm. And then within a week you got it, because they sell it like this. And so some of my piece stuff, I didn't know what happened to it, so I asked to go and see them last week, and I did. And I think they cater to very poor people, maybe, because they sell it very, very cheap. Listen to
this. Oh, thanks for the tip. Now I'm going to go there.
Listen to Brian. Yeah. You must go buy. But don't sell your stuff. Because the guy said to me, your dishwasher hasn't sold yet. People don't want dishwashers. I said, keep it then. I'll come fetch it again. Because I don't have space for a dishwasher. I can give it to a friend or whatever. Keep it. I arrived there to collect paintings that I had, that they took. And my dishwasher. And they said, no, sorry, your dishwasher is sold now. So, how much? 16 rand and 1 cent.
Lies. You are lying.
No. It's a fucking scam. I am going to fetch it, and all of a sudden it's sold for 16 rand.
Tell that place I'm looking for a washing machine.
Something is wrong here.
Fishing.
Say for ek soek 'n wasmasjien en ek soek dit vir 20 rand.
God, jy's duur. Kry vir 15.
And Casper, do they give you proof of like
no.
Some sorts?
No, well, this is what I have here.
Oh, Cassie, I'm so sorry.
It's sold for 20 rand, the good dishwasher, but I get 16 1 cent. But I can go on. I mean, it was a confusing day. Yes. And things were flying. So many companies were there taking for charity and for this and for that. So some of my paintings slipped off. So that I came to fetch it quickly. So here my fucking paintings. But then when they heard I'm going to come back to get my paintings. Now you see here. One Casper de Vries painting, 50 rand.
I can't believe it.
I'm getting 40 rand and 2 cents out of it. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's very scallum.
That is a
So you got. I was very disappointed. I thought they were honest.
And then how many paintings did you get back?
Most. Thank
good.
God.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have had like 200 rand for all of them.
Yeah, there's a recipe book here that costs 8,000 rand now. $500.
Yeah.
And they sold that for 200 rand to a chef. And I said, tell that chef. He's a lucky bastard. Because they don't care. If you say 1 cent, they'll sell it. That's what I didn't know about auctioneers. No, I didn't mind. See, I'm not bitter or twisted. I could have given you a dishwasher.
Thank, and there's space in my kitchen for a dishwasher.
Well, next time. Okay, we got to speak to our next artist who will also have his work at this charity, and that's Jade
Holing.
Holing. So let's get him here. So, Gavin?
Yes.
Tell me something.
Kasper. What do you want to know, Kasper?
I want to know who's sitting in front of me. Hi, Jade.
How's it, Kasper?
Ach, yes, it's so going so well with me. Just say hi again.
How rude.
Hi, Kasper.
Sorry, I was on... My finger was not on your knoppie. That's a joke for Noot for Noot.
Because clearly we don't laugh.
No, but people at home are like on the floor now. Yay, man! I'm 50 sure. rand for you, sommer met die compliment daarvan af sy bank.
Nee, 16 rand en 2 cent.
16 rand en 2 cent? Wat wil jy? Dit of a dishwasher? Whoa, the price is right. The price is right.
I know it's about Jade now, but I wish I had the dishwasher.
Yeah, I'll give it to you next time. Jade, hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me,
Are
Kasper.
You a fine artist?
I'm told I am, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm just curious why I didn't get a Chariots of Fire intro.
I'm sorry, you got a funky ABBA intro.
Yeah, it was pretty funky.
It was funky.
Yeah.
It is a band from Sweden, and that was actually... That was, I think, Mamma Mia they funked up. So you can be... I love ABBA, by the way. So it's a big, big honor for you to enter on funky ABBA. So much so that I'm going to play it again for you.
Bye, donkey.
Yeah. Jade Holing in the house. An artist, people, not a mouse. Jade Holing. Yeah. He is here. Jade Holing looks straight, not queer, but he is here. and you, where are your examples of your work?
There's one there in the corner over there. But
let me see. Oh.
Wow.
Lovely. Lovely.
Thank you.
Just hold
thank
it up
you.
A bit there.
So
you must take a picture as well, eh?
Yeah, so that's the piece that's going to the auction.
What's happening in front? It's a butterfly.
It's a butterfly.
Oh, no, you've taken...
That is beautiful.
You know what? It's beautiful, but you just... I was planning an exhibition called Woordswarts with a butterfly in every fucking painting. Now it's going to look like I stole from you. Isn't that a problem with our artists?
Sibiki, yeah.
We think always, oh, you did by my gesteel. But there's never an original idea, is there?
No, I don't think so.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Is it
all pen, yeah.
Okay,
it's wow, you're really fine artist. Yeah. I can't do that. You see, I'm too old and Parkinish-y to do that kind of fine work.
Sorry, looking at that, I just feel like just for a split second that I feel just so uncreative.
And you can feel that for more than a split second.
He was born like a year before me, 1976.
That's right, yeah.
Ah, well,
you're
you look
away
older.
My age, yeah.
I was born in 1977.
Really? The year of Star Wars, isn't it?
I don't know.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what mediums do you work in?
So I'm quite diverse. I try and tackle in as many different mediums as I can get my hands on. In fact, the more I haven't worked with it before, the more I want to give it a go. So, yeah, I try not to get stuck in any one particular form. Yeah.
So you do oil, acrylic, pen.
I can't afford oils, man.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So, yeah, no, I just dabble. Pen is my favorite. Yeah, I like to sketch. That's probably my favorite medium. Eh?
Do you go for pencil first or you just go pen?
So, that's an interesting question. You know, when I was a lighty growing up, sort of pencil was my preferred thing because I could erase it. Mm. And then when I started drawing again roughly 3 to 4 years ago, I just picked up a pen and just the permanence of ink, you know, there was no sort of erasing what you did. And there was just something about that I just really loved, yeah. So... Yeah, I still work a little bit with pencil, but ink's my favorite at the moment.
Why do you say when you started again 4 years ago, what happened?
So, you know, I was fortunate in that I was born to a father who's a fantastic wildlife artist. And So he trained me and encouraged me to draw, which I'm very grateful for. And he sort of trained me in his methodology of doing things, which is this, excuse me, Dad, sorry for saying this, but this anal painstaking process. And so, you know, I kind of try to emulate my dad, obviously, being a kid.
Yeah.
And then I stumbled onto photography just in my late teens, and it just became a much easier way, if I can put it that way, to express my creativity. And photography became my career. It still is. And I did that for the following almost 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I had a bit of a setback about 3 years ago in that a great deal of my camera gear got nicked. And so one night feeling a little bit sorry for myself, I picked up a pen and started doodling. And I don't know, there was just something very cathartic about holding a pen and putting it to paper, you know. So, yeah, that sparked something in me, and I've just made a point of ever since then just pursuing whatever I can get my hands on. Like I say, the more I haven't done it before, the more keen I am to give it a go, yeah.
What do you think of MC's work?
I think it's fantastic. It's good, very inspiring. Very inspiring. I'm actually headed to Cape Town after the show, and I'm going to have my camera next to me, and I'm quite keen to... to be taking some pics again, yeah.
Will you be there next week?
I will be, yes.
Good. Please take pics for us.
Sure.
Tweet, Instagram. I will do that as forward.
Pinterest.
You see, you should never let on you're a photographer, because then you go to the parties and everyone expects you to take the pics.
Well, I'm sorry, but you are taking fucking pics. Just take pics. We want to know what it looks like there. I'm curious.
I'm curious to see your work, Casper.
It's there. It's there.
Where's there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought it in.
Oh, is this your work?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Well, that's one. Where's my dog?
There's your dog.
Yeah. Dog. That's my work.
I'm well impressed.
Oh, that's Kent.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's little Kent, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I thought the animals. I'll give the animals. Well, they chose, they the Dignity chose the absurd crows, abstract crows, not absurd, but they are absurd as well. Abstract crows, because once again, like Penn, where that drop falls, yeah. It falls. That's yeah. It, and you leave it like that. I like that.
I like Absurd Crows. I think you should go with that.
It's a nice name, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's call it the Absurd. Okay, Dignity South Africa, it will be going on charity auction for Absurd Crows, the title. Absurd Crows. When do you think you have finished with a painting or a drawing? Or can you doodle on and on if it's in front of you? Do you have to get rid of it?
Sure, that's an interesting question. I don't think an art piece is really ever truly finished. You know, I think you just you produce a certain something and then you just move on to the next piece, and there's kind of a continuity in that. I don't know, at some point, you know, like with this particular piece of the skeleton, I had a much more complex image in mind. Mm. And then, you know, I drew the skeleton. I didn't plan to put a butterfly there. Mm. But then when I popped the butterfly on there, I just loved the simplicity of it, and I think it tells a story just like that, you know. So, yeah, I really know what I'm going to do when I start a drawing. I just sort of get started, and I kind of, it's hard to explain. I don't really draw from my ego space. I kind of plug into some otherworldly realm, and I think... yeah, you know, that's when I'm able to produce my best work, eh?
That's what we call, in a way, autopilot. You just go and you do your thing when you draw. You're in the space, the zone.
In the zone, yeah.
Did you draw that from a skeleton, or did you make that skeleton up in your head?
No, it's actually, I got it from a reference drawing. It was an anatomical medical study,
okay,
which I found the drawing. I tried to source who the original artist was. I haven't managed to find that out.
Because if you told me you did that out of you then I would have thrown you out of this room for being too good. I'm very glad it's a reference. But, yeah... There's some deeper meaning when you look at it, and as you say, if you look at that painting for maybe a year on your wall, as artist, you might be tempted to carry on a little bit. Sorry to talk about myself, but I find that with myself sometimes is that you tinker and tinker and fucking tinker.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good to not see it.
Yeah.
But sometimes. you know, when you see your work again at people in their homes, or I want to take a brush with and say, can I just do this a little, fix this a little bit, yeah. Anyway, so you will just have that painting there?
I have a second piece as well. This piece is entitled The Lesson. My second piece is entitled The Portal. Both pieces can be viewed. Can I mention my Facebook page?
Of course you must.
Yeah, so you can have a look at some of my work at Jade Holing Artist.
So that's J-A-D-E.
Correct. And Holing without a D. Holing, H-O-L-I-N-G.
Holing.
So, but yeah, Jade Holing Artist. Otherwise, you're going to link up to me personally and you're going to not like some of the things I say on Facebook.
Okay, that's good. Are you controversial?
Sometimes, yeah.
What is the most controversial thing you think you are?
Oh, jeez, now you're throwing me that curveball question.
No, I like it. This is a controversial show.
I'm taking...
Come out, there was something. Say something. Do you believe in aliens? Do you think we are Scientologists?
I believe that people should have the right to take their own life if they're suffering.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not very controversial, but it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
No, we stand together on that one.
Yeah.
I think intelligent people realize, why would you have someone holding on in pain? There was a movie years ago with Richard Dreyfuss called Whose Life Is It Anyway?
Right.
And that's a very good movie.
Yeah.
Explains the whole thing.
Yeah.
Very well. I want to end off by telling you people that I went to a place called the Garden World. I'm just going to do this here for you. I'm here. I haven't left.
So am I.
We're all here. To see if there's anything there we need to say on the thing. Steve Grant in studio now. Oh, Jesus. He emailed. He tweeted. Oh, Steve.
Oh, what does he say? What does he say? Please,
He liked a photo. Come. You were tagged in. He liked a photo.
Who was tagged in?
I was.
Oh, okay. Did he say anything about me?
Okay, listen. I was in Garden World and I bought a book for R1. I'm going to open it up. It's quiz. We're going to have a quiz soon again. But this time is over. So I'm going to read this quiz, and then you just answer me whenever you think you know. Okay, here we go. Where would you find the Mount of Apollo, the Mount of the Moon, and the Girdle of Venus? Quick.
Egypt.
Mars.
In the palm of your hand. No, this is wrong. In the palm of your hand.
Okay.
One more question. Which instrument does Joe Pass play?
The Fool.
You get 2 points for wittiness, but it's actually the guitar.
Right.
And with that, we're going to end.
Thanks
Joe
so
Pass,
much.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jade, for being here. And me, MC, it's great to meet you. And
thanks
to
for
everyone,
having us.
Good luck with Thank your charity. You. And I'll be the inspirators. And goodbye, Shemaine.
Have a great weekend.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bernard.
Goodbye.
We're off to Steve.
I wanna go. This is CliffCentral.com.